Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Nun Tes, 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Ches and Beis, we begin a new parak and a new Mishnah, and the Mishnah begins, if Reuven says to his friend Shimon, say the Kaddish li Isha Ploinis, then I want you to be my Shliach, and I want you to be Mekaddish with me Rachel, v'holch v'kitch la'atzmai, and then Shimon went, and instead of being Mekaddish Rachel for Reuven, he went, and using his own money, he was Mekaddish Rachel personally. The Mishnah teaches us, Mekudeshes l'sheni, that Rachel will be Mekudeshes to Shimon. The Mishnah continues with his second case, if Reuven gives Rachel Kesef today and he says to her, I want to be Mekadesh you after 30 days, and meanwhile Shimon comes and Mekadesh Rachel within the 30 day period, once again the Mishnah teaches us that Rachel will be Mekadesh to Shimon. And the Mishnah teaches us that in this case that Rachel is Mekadesh to Shimon B'Teres Vadai, and therefore Bas Yisrael L'Koyin Teichel B'Truma, that if Rachel is a Bas Yisrael and Shimon is a Koyin, since Rachel is Mekadesh Deshes to Shimon, she will be able to eat Truma. And the Taisus Riyah Zaken points out, in this case, of course, she can't eat Truma until she gets married, as even though Midoraisa and Arusa Bas Yisrael, that's Mekudeshes to a Kohen, is considered Kin and Kasboy and can eat Truma. However, Midrabanan, either based on Simpain or based on Xer Shem Tishka Echel Lochiaisea, Bebesavia, so they will gaze that she can't eat Truma. Inami Zaka Taisus Riyah Zaken, Ledin Taira, Sharusa Echel Betruma Dvatera, that in a Kanami, the Mishnah is telling us that Din Deraisa, even though it's not the derech of the Gemara to tell us a din deraisa when midrabban you wouldn't be able to eat truma. However, certainly in this case there is a possibility for a woman as an arusa to eat truma, because as we know, if a woman waits 12 months and her husband doesn't marry her, or in other specific scenarios, then at that point she can start eating truma even midrabbanon. And of course, keep in mind in this second case of the Mishnah there are other nafkamines, even if Shimon was not mekadesh Rachel during the 30 day period, as if Reuven dies within the 30 day period, then Rachel was never considered married to Reuven, and therefore she would not be considered Shemeres Yavam, and of course she would not be required to do Yibam or Chalitza. And our Mishnah continues with a third case, if Reuven goes to Rachel and gives her Kesef of Kedushin, and he tells her, and then Shimon comes as Mekadesha within the 30 day period, then it's a suffix as to who she's Mekudeshes to, and therefore Bas Yisrael Koyin and Bas Koyin Yisrael Lai Seich B'Chuma. So at this point, it doesn't make a difference if she's a Bas Yisrael and the person that she's marrying is a Kohen, or if she's a Bas Kohen and she's getting married to Yisrael. In either case, she can't eat Truma. And Rashi explains, Bas Yisrael a Kohen like Seichel B'Truma, Shema Inan Kedushin, because maybe she's not really married to that Kohen. Bas Kohen like Yisrael Nami like Seichel B'Truma's Besavia, Shema Hava Kedushin, and even if she's a Bas Kohen, and therefore she has a right to eat Truma while she's single and while she lives by her father's home. However, over here, potentially she's already Mekudeshes to Yisrael, and therefore, Bizarre possible Kedushin, as Bas Kohen and a Truma, she's no longer able to eat Truma. Being that the Gemara has a Shaila exactly what this third case of the Mishnah is and how to learn the din of the Mishnah, therefore we will leave the explanation of this part of the Mishnah until we get to Gemara, where we will see machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as well as other Amorayim. Prior to continuing with the Gemara, let's point out 2 points. Number one, in this last case, even though we won't explain it further, based on the pashas of the Mishnah, that there's a suffix if Rachel Mekudesh to Reuven or to Shimon, so let's say both Reuven and Shimon are kehanim, so at that point Rachel should be able to eat Truma, because Mamanashach at this point she's Mekudeshes to a Kohen. And the Mefarshim discuss this point, and some explain that even though a Arusa Bas Yisrael can eat Truma because she's considered Kin Kasboy of a Kohen, however the only way that a woman can eat Truma is only if you know who she's actually married to, and it has to be a Kin Kasboy de Miuchadloi. And similarly, some explain that the only way that a woman can eat Truma is only based on a Hetabia, and since in this case there would not be a hetabia to either Reuven and Shimon, therefore she's now eat truma. And number two, Taisus at the bottom of Amid states, behold the kitchela atzmen mekudeshes v'im taimen. Taisus asked on the first case of the Mishnah, mach chiddush yesh kam pshita. The lechayu, what is the chiddush of the first case of the Mishnah where Reuven appointed Shimon as his shliach to go and be mekadesh Rachel, and Shimon went as mekadesh Rachel for himself? Of course, she's going to be mekudeshes to Shimon. And Taisus answered, v'yishleima the marriage kugin of my shliach leisha b'shas kedushin plaidin shel chayne lekatchich loy. Case was where Shimon actually told Rachel that you should know Reuven sent me to be Mekadesh you, and it would take Kach Amorah, and then he told her immediately afterwards, Harei Mekudeshes li, that you should be Mekudeshes to me. V'hi adar the kitchel nafshei, and she understood that he was being Mekadesh her for himself and not for Reuven. And as Tais points out, in Loikain, Loyes Mekudeshes li, as certainly if she didn't understand that, then certainly she would not be Mekudeshes to Shimon. Vashmi'in ad Chiddush, and the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, the Maru Tema, had to come a li, l'tzarech mishalchei kama, kamash malam loy. And one may think that even though Shimon used the Lashon Hara Emet Kudeshes Li, he didn't mean that I want to be Mekadesh you for myself, but he meant I want to do the Shlichus that I was told to do. And as Rosh adds in, it's as if Shimon said to Rachel, Hara Emet Kudeshes, Lase Shlichusi Lekadshech Lemisha Shalcheni. The word Li did not refer to him trying to be Mekadesh her for himself. Kamash 1, that since he said a regular Lashon of Kedushin, or Hara Emet Kudeshes Li, then it's Mekudeshes to Shimon and not to Ruvain. And the Ritva explains the Chiddush of Mishnah, because we will see in a moment in the Gemara that even though Shimon was Mekadesh Rachel, he was also Shloika Hagin, and it's considered that he was Noyga Minigram Mais. Though many times we find that the Rabbanim were Mafkia Kedushin from someone that was Mekadesh a woman in an improper manner. However, that is only in a case where someone went against an Issad Rabbanon and did an Issa. And the Ritva explains that the Chiddush of Mishnah is that in our case, we're not going to be Mafkia Kedushin Menei, even though certainly Shimon was Noyga Shloika Hagin. Others explain that actually Shimon did not tell Rachel that he was a Shliach for Reuven, and he just went and was Mekadesh Rachel, and therefore one may think that maybe if Rachel knew that Reuven wanted to be Mekadeshah, so maybe she wouldn't have wanted to be Mekudeshah to Shimon, and maybe she really wanted to get married to Reuven, and therefore there's a chesaron in Tzmichas Das, Kamash Blon, that it's a valid Kedushin. And our Gemara now begins and discusses the first case of the Mishnah, Ha'im al-Khabir Tzei V'Kadesh, that if Reuven says to Shimon, go and be Mekadesh Rachel for me, and instead Shimon went and was Mekadesh Rachel for himself, then it's Mekudeshah Sosheni, that Rachel is considered Mekudeshah to Shimon. And the Gemara now brings the Braisa, Tana, we learned the Braisa, Masha Asu Asui, although the Kedushin of Shimon is valid, however, El Shinoi Bar Minigram Mois, we look at Shimon as someone that was Noyig Minigram Mois, and we look at him as a Ramai. Certainly, Shimon did not do the right thing as it's self-dealing, and he had a fiduciary responsibility to Reuven. However, Lemaisa, his Kedushin is going to be valid. Lemaisa, the Gemara wants to know if our Mishnah that doesn't state this point argues on the Braisa, or could our Mishnah and the Braisa agree? And the Gemara explains, with Tani Didan, our Mishnah, which didn't state anything about being Noyig Minigram Mois, actually agrees to the Braisa, and Holoch Nami Utani, Holoch Bar Mois, because when the Mishnah used the Lashon, Ha'im al-Khabir, Tzei v'Kadosh li'Isha Plainis, v'Holoch v'Kitcha, so the Lashon of Holoch is telling us that he went and he performed an act in the Derech of Ramais. And our Mishnah agrees to the Braisa, and there's no machlekes between the Mishnah and the Braisa. And the Gemara continues, and asks, Ma'ishna Hacha, the Tani Ha'im al-Khabir, why is in our Mishnah we stated Ha'im al-Khabir that Reuven told his friend, and doesn't say that he told the Shliach? We continue on Dafnun Tesam al-Aleph, Ma'ishna Hassam, and why is it in the Mishnah on Dafnun al-Aleph that we already learned, the Tani Ha'im al-Shluchai, and over there the Lashon of Mishnah was, Ha'im al-Shluchai, that if Reuven told the Shliach, say v'kadosh li'isha plainis b'makom plaini, I want you to be Mekadesh Rachel for me in a specific space, v'holoch b'kitcha b'makom achar, and instead Shimon, who was the Shliach, went and found Rachel in a different city, and he was Mekadesh over there, ain't a Mekudeshes, that's not considered a valid Kedushin. L'maisin, both of the Mishnayos were referring to Reuven telling a Shliach, and why is it that over here we call the Shliach Chaveiroi, and over there we said Shluchai, and Rashi points out, Ma'ishna Hosam, the Nakan Lashon Shlichus, Shoshochel Shemkach, v'hocha Nakan Chaveiroi, and it's Mashmash Shoshochel Shemkach, they didn't go and send his friend as a Shliach, and this was his specific mission, Ela means Damon Loim B'makom Plaini Derech Etzla, and it's Mashmash that Reuven just told Shimon that you should know if you're going to his place in any case, and you happen to bump into Rachel, then I want you to be Mekadesha for me, the Mashmash Va Mishnah, that Shimon wasn't necessarily going specifically to the Bidu Shliach of Reuven, and it wasn't his direct mission. And the Gemara answers that in Chanami, that the change in the Lashon of the Mishnah is teaching us a Chiddush, as Hacher Rebusa Kamashman. Over here, when the Mishnah used the Lashon of Imel Chaveir, it's teaching us a Chiddush, Vahasim Rebusa Kamashman. The Mishnah on Daf Nun that used the Lashon of Imel Shluchai is also coming to teach us a Chiddush. And the Gemara explains, Hacher Rebusa Kamashman, our Mishnah is teaching us a Chiddush, the Tana Shluchai, as if the Mishnah would state that Reuven actually appointed Shimon to be a Shliach, and that was his specific mission, Havamina Shluchu to have a Ramai. Maybe in that case, since he specified that you should be my Shliach, so maybe in that case we consider him Ramoy the Som Chadaite, because Reuven actually was saying Mechdas that Shimon would go and do a Shliches, Sova of Elishal Chusei, Avachaveri, Dlesh Som Chadaite, Emeloi, Lehavi Ramoy. But maybe in the case where Reuven didn't appoint Shimon to be a specific Shliach, he just said, if you happen to be going by that town and you meet up with Rachel, you should be Mekadesh with me. So maybe over there, he wasn't really saying Mechdas that Shimon will necessarily do this mission. Therefore, maybe even if Shimon went and was Mekadesh Rachel, that we don't even consider him to be a Ramai. Therefore, our Mishnah teaches us that even in the case where Reuven said to his friend, and therefore he didn't actually appoint Shimon as his specific Shliach, in that case, Shimon is also considered a Ramai if he goes and is Mekadesh Rachel. And Hasim Rebusa Kamashwan, and the Mishnah and Daf Nunun is also teaching us a Chiddush by using the Lashon of Ha'im al-Shulchai, the Tana Ha'im al-Chaveri, as if the Mishnah over there would say that Reuven said this to his friend, maybe in that case, Reuven could claim that the reason why the Kedusha should not be Chal is because I specifically told him to go and be Mekadesh Rachel in city A, and I didn't even think that Shimon would go and try to be Mekadesh Rachel in another place, as he wasn't necessarily my specific shliach, and therefore I didn't think he would be matriach and go and be Mekadesh her in a different city, av shluchei de Torah, but benegei shliach, where you specifically appointed him to go and try to be Mekadesh Rachel for him, so there he could understand that the shliach would go and be matriach and try to find Rachel and be Mekadesh her wherever she is. And even though Reuven told Shimon that he should go and specifically be Mekadesh her in a specific city, we would say in Ma'ar Makom Uloi, that would just that Reuven was telling Shimon that you should know you'll be able to find Rachel in that specific city, Kamash 1, and therefore the Mishnah on Daf Nun teaches us that even in that case, the Shlichus is only considered a valid Shlichus in that specific city, and Reuven specifically did not want Shimon to go to a different city, as in that city, potentially, Rachel may find out bad information about Reuven, and therefore he wants to make sure that Shimon knows Mekadesh Rachel in city A, not in city B, and if Shimon is Mekadesh Rachel in city B, the Kedusha would not be valid. And the Gemara continues with the story, Ravin Chasido, Asama Geris, Rav Amram Chasido, Ozal Kedusha Le Isselabrei, he went to be Mekadesh, a woman for his son, Kitchel Nafshei, and instead of doing the Shlichus of his son, he went to Mekadesh Rachel for himself. And the Gemara now asks that how could Ravin have done this if Lemaisa, Vatanya, we just learned in the Braisa, Masha Asa, even though Shimon's Kedushin is a valid Kedushin, El Shinog Ba Minigram Mois, and therefore would turn out that Ravin Chasido is considered a Mai. And the Gemara answers that in Chanami, originally Ravin went and tried to get Rachel to marry his son. However, Lo Yav Nele, turned out that her family wouldn't allow the Shidduch to go through to Ravin's child, and therefore at this point, since she was anyway not going to get married to his son, so therefore Ravin went and got married to her. And the Gemara asks that Lemaisa, we just called Ravin a Chasido and he's a Chassid, so Lemaisa, he should have made sure to go and tell his son that it didn't work out. Maybe a regular person shouldn't have to do this, but Lemaisa, we called him a Chassid and a Chassid acts with the Mishur Sadin, and therefore he should have made sure to let his son know that this woman was not available to him and that he himself intends to go and marry this woman for himself. And the Gemara answers, Savor, that Ravin thought, that if he goes back and tells his son, potentially in the time frame that it takes for him to go back and be Medea his son, and then come back and be Mekadesh his woman, she would already have received Kedushin from someone else, and therefore he immediately went and was Mekadesh his woman for himself. And the Ritva and the Meiria both bothered that L'chir, we have a Gemara in Masechta Saita, as well as in Masechta Mayikotin, that tells us that Bas Pliny the Pliny, that there's a Baskel that comes out and tells us Bas Pliny the Pliny, and how could Rav Chasida be concerned that maybe someone else will come and be Mekadesha, as if this woman was Bashet for Ravin, then Lemaisa, he'd be able to marry her at any point. And Zakarit Far, Mishum, the high Bezuk Sheni Ava, that we're discussing a case of Zuk Sheni. As we know, the Gemara in Masechta Saita tells us, by Zuk Sheni, we don't say the concept of Bas Pliny the Pliny. Ritva continues, Umiyu, I feel a Bezuk Rishon, we could even say it's talking about Zug Rishon, and Mishkachas Lo Shemi Kanmen Acha Barachman, as if someone davins, then potentially they could marry a person, even though that person may have originally been preordained for someone else. And Meiri states, She'in Adam Semech Advarim Eglu, that even though there is a concept of a bashet, even so there's a concept of being mishtadal, and if you're not mishtadal, you could potentially lose your bashet. Keep in mind that the Gemara in Masechta Mayikotin also tells us that the reason why someone could get engaged on Chol HaMoed and could be Mekadesh woman on Chol HaMoed is because of this concept of Shem Yikad Menu Acher. In Tartesis, where Tartesis bothered that L'chir, how could it be that Ravin Chasida was a shliach for his son if L'maisa, the Gemara taught us on Daf Mem Heyon Beis, L'chosef Inish, the Meshvei of a shliach, that a person doesn't have chutzpah to appoint his father as a shliach. And therefore, Taisa says, over here we're talking about a scenario where Ravin Chasida mentioned this shidduch to his son, and his son kept quiet, and therefore Ravin realized that his son would want to marry this woman, and therefore Ravin's son never explicitly appointed Ravin as his shliach, and that is not considered a chutzpah. And Gemara continues with another story, and in this story we will see that Rav Bachano will give money to Rav, and Rav will be a shliach. Rashba points out that we should be good as Rav Bachano and not Rav Bachano, because Rav Bachano was older than Rav, and he was actually the uncle of Rav, and therefore it makes sense that he would appoint Rav as his shliach. It also points out that we know Rav Bachano was a Talmud of Rabbi Echon, and Rabbi Echon was a Talmud of Rav, and therefore it can't be that Rav Bachano would have appointed Rav as his shliach. Now Gemara begins, Rav Bachano Yavle Zuzi L'Rav, that Rav Bachano gave money to Rav, Amaloy, and Rav Bachano told Rav, Zobna Nala L'Hayara, I want to appoint you as shliach in order that you should go and buy this parcel of land for me. And Ozel Zovdin Lafshei, Rav instead went and took his own money. He went and bought this parcel of land for himself. And the Gemara asks, "Vatanya, how could Rav have done this?" But we learned in the Braisa, "Masha also El Shinoi Bar Minigram Mois." This is not a proper way for a shliach to act. Once again, the Gemara answers that this case was a very specific case that Baga Dalimehava, that this valley was controlled by strong people. And as Rashi says, says Bikashel Bal Israel Isa, Volinichal Khal other Liklis Kaka Etzlam, and they wouldn't allow anyone to just buy kaka by them, and as if Hizriya Zakan adds in, Allah Adam Shay Nechsha Bainayam, and therefore the Rav Nagabe covered, Lurav Babakana Loy Nagabe covered, that the Rav they were not covered, and therefore they were okay to sell this land to Rav. However, they didn't want to sell this land to Rav Babakana, and that's why, since Rav couldn't in any case buy this land for Rav Babakana, so he went and bought this land for himself. And once again the Gemara asks, Ibaile Luduye, Lukhari Rav should have gone back to Rav Babakana and told him that you know that now I'm proving you to buy this land, and therefore I'm going to go and buy this land. And once again, the Gemara answers, that if I don't buy this land immediately, then someone else will come and buy this land. And that is why Rav felt it was a rush for him to go and purchase land, and that's why he didn't go back and tell Rav Babakana that he wasn't able to perform his shlichus. Rashba points out, however, certainly if Rav would have used the actual money that Rav Babakana gave him in order to buy this field, then it would be considered Rav Babakana's field. And the Gemara will now continue and discuss the din of Ani Hamahach B'Bechorara. Rashi explains Ani Hamahach B'Bechorara Mechaza Achrel Liskis Bo Minahefka Oishit Neneloi Balabayas. The classic case of Ani Hamahach B'Bechorara is when an Ani is trying to be coin a cake from Hefka, or the Ani is trying to convince a Balabayas to give him a piece of cake for Matana, and then Shimon comes and grabs the cake away from this Ani and takes away the Ani's opportunity. And of course we would extend this din to someone that's trying to buy a specific field, then someone comes and takes away the opportunity from Reuven. Ayin Taisa Dil Maskal Ani Hamach B'Churara, where middle Taisa brings down V'Imer Abayin Tam the Isin Mahapech the Noket Hocha Lo Shayach El Davka Kishuretza Ani La Vich B'Schiris O Kishuretza Liknes Dove Echad B'Chaver Maktan V'Koino, that the only time that we say the din of Ani Hamach B'Churara is if the Ani is trying to be Maviach and trying to do some business, or he wants to buy something from Reuven, and then his friend comes and goes and grabs that opportunity. V'Amidumi D'Rav Gidol, and similar to the case that we will have in a moment, the Nikri Russia, and that's why we'll say that this person is considered Russia. Now, why is he going and taking away the opportunity of his friend? He should go and find a business and find a way to profit in another area. But if the case is, like Rashi stated, where the cookie was actually Hefka, then there is no such Issa of Ani Mahapach B'Chorara. As in this case, there is a limited supply and there's only one cake. In the scenario where there's an item of Hefka, then Rabbeinu Tam argues in Rashi and holds that the concept of Ani Mahapach B'Chorara does not apply. Our Gemara now begins. Rav Gidol Hava Mahapach B'Hi'ara. Rav Gidol was negotiating about a specific land that he wanted to buy. Also Rav Abba Zavna, and Rav Abba went and he bought that piece of land. So also Rav Gidol Kabbal Rav Zira. So Rav Gidol went and complained to Rav Zira. He told Rav Zira that I was an Ani Hamach B'Chorara, and Rav Abba came and grabbed away that opportunity. Also Rav Zira recovered Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, and Rav Zira went and complained to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha about Rav Abba. So Amalei, so Rav Yitzchak Nafcha told Rav Zira, Hamtein at Shiyahu Etzlein L'Regel, let us wait until Rav Abba comes to us for the regal. And Rashi says, Kishidarshim Hilchas HaRegel Hoy Mekablam Pnei Rav. And certainly this is after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and therefore they're not coming to be Oil Regel, but at the time of the Shol Shugolim, they will get together by the Rebbeim in order to hear Hilchas HaRegel, and when he comes to us, we will take care of this problem. So when Rabbi Abba came to be Eilu Regal to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, so they found Rabbi Abba, and Amalei, so Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said to Rabbi Abba, Ani HaMahapach B'Chorara, Obo Ach V'Natli Menomai. What is it then if someone is Ani HaMahapach B'Chorara and someone takes away that opportunity? Amalei and Rabbi Abba responded, Niku Rasha, certainly that person is considered Rasha. And based on the response of Rabbi Abba, so Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha stated to Rabbi Abba, V'Lamar Mai Taima Avadachi. So why is it that you went and took away this opportunity from Rabbi Gidol? Amalei, so Rabbi Abba responded, L'Avi Adana, I didn't know that Rabbi Amram was involved in negotiating for this opportunity. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha therefore said to Rabbi Abba, Hashanami Neis Ben Elimar, the Lechari, you should now go and give this back to Rabbi Gidol. Amalei, Zvun Elayim Zvinla, that certainly I won't sell it to Rabbi Amram, the Ara Kamaisi, as this is the first piece of land that I bought, V'Loi Misamna Milsa, and it's not a good omen if I'm going to sell off my first property I bought. And as Rashi says, the Ara Kamaisa, Zuhi Li Rishayna, Shalakachti Me'ilam, V'Loi Misamna Milsa, Eina Simen Taiv, Shimka Odom Mecha Rishayn, even though I won't sell to Rabbi Amram, but he bought matana nishklei. But if Rabbi Amram wants it as a matana, I'm certainly okay if Rabbi Abba takes this from me as a matana. When Maisa the Gemara explains, Rabbi Gidol lein nachasla, Rabbi Gidol wouldn't go into this field and wouldn't use this field. The chesiv is sending matanas yichya. He didn't want to take any matanas from Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Abba lein nachasla, and Rabbi Abba wouldn't go into that field and wouldn't use the field. Mishum dehachpel for Rabbi Gidol, because Rabbi Gidol was trying to buy it, and therefore he didn't feel that it was appropriate for him to use that field, and therefore lein mad nachasla velein mad nachasla. At this point, Rabbi Gidol and Rabbi Abba weren't using the field, and it became like a field of hefka. And therefore people started using it, and it was called the land of the Rabbanon. Rabbanan, and as Rashi says, Hefgel the Talmidim. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the second case of the Mishnah, V'chein ha'im l'isha re'im mekudeshes li la'acha shalashim yayim, that you should be mekudeshes to me after 30 days, u'bo'acha v'kitcha, and then Shimon came and was mekadesha b'teich shalashim yayim within that 30-day period, mekudeshes l'sheni, then Rachel is considered mekudeshes l'shimon, and certainly it's considered kedushin v'adai, and if Shimon is a kohen, then Rachel could eat truma. And our Gemara begins, li'bo'acha v'kitcha b'teich shalashim yayim, what would happen if Shimon was not mekadesh Rachel within 30 days? Once it's already 30 days, would at this point Rachel be considered mekudeshes to Reuven? The Gemara states, Rav Shmuel da Amri Tavayu mekudeshes, that certainly Rachel is mekudeshes to Reuven, the Afal Pishin is Achla Mois, and even in a case where Rachel actually consumed all of the money that was given to her as Kesef Kedushin, even though when it reaches 30 days, there's not a pruta of money left over, it's still considered a Dal Kedushin, and even though none of the money is Be'en, and the Gemara explains, my time, Hanizuzi, Loyla Milva Dami, Veloyla Pekadin Dami, that the money that Reuven gave to Rachel is not similar to a case of a Milva, and it's also not similar to the case of a Kedushin. And the Gemara explains the chiluk lepekadon loydamu, that our Mishnah is not similar to a case where Reuven gave a pekadon to Rachel, and then at a later point he said to her that I want to be mekadesh you with the pekadon that you have by you. The din is that if all the money was stolen from Rachel, then certainly the kedusha would not be valid, as at the point that Reuven wants to be mekadesh Rachel, she no longer has any of the kesef. However, if at the point that Reuven wants to be mekadesh Rachel using the pekadon, there's still a pruta left of the pekadon, then the kedusha wouldn't be valid at that point. And our Gemara explains pekadon b'shus. We say that if it's in Sachla Mois, the Kedusha will not be valid, because up until the point that Reuven said to Rachel, I want to be Mekadesh you with the Pekadon belonged fully to Reuven, and therefore he never gave anything to Rachel. However, over here, Reuven gave her this money for her to use, and she actually used the money for her own Hana. Therefore, even if after 30 days, when the Kedusha is Chal, Rachel no longer has any of the money, Be'en, the din is that the Kedusha is Chal, as originally when Reuven gave the money to Rachel, he did so b'teiris kedushin. Therefore, it was a valid nesina of kesef kedushin on day one. Then the chalais of the kedushin will happen after day number 30. The Gemara continues, l'mil v'nami lo damu. And our case of the Mishnah is not similar to the case where Reuven wants to be mekadesh Rachel with the milva that he originally gave her, because milva light sonitna over there he gave her money and she was able to use that money. And therefore, at the point that he wants to be mekadesh her, even if she has some of that money left over, it's not considered that Reuven gave her anything, and therefore it's not considered valid kedushin. However, Hani Bateris Kedushin of Inunalai, as we explained beforehand, in this case, Reuven gave her money Bateris Kedushin, and therefore, even though she used that money, it's still going to be a valid Chalais Kedushin once it's 30 days, and even if she doesn't have any of the money left over. And as Rashi states, Leit Zonitna Mikameh Denisla Kedushin, that prior to the Kedushin being Chal, the money is not considered around, it's not considered his money. V'chi Amlo Eskachili Ba, Labdi Dei, it's not considered Reuven's money, V'lab Midi Avla, and he never gave her Kesef Kedushin. V'lailu, in our case of a Mishnah, Leit Nidla, he never told her she could use it unless she's agreeing that she would be mekudesh them. And once it reaches the time of 30 days, then it's considered a valid kedushin. And before we continue, the Rishonim point out that our Gemara is dafka talking about when someone was mekadesh a woman using kesef. However, if he was mekadesh her using a shtar and the shtar is no longer around on day number 31, then the kedushin would not be chal ayin sham. The Gemara continues and will bring down a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, and we will have two versions as to the actual machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. So the first version of Gemara is as follows, that if in the case where Reuven went to Rachel and gave a kesef kedushin and said that the kesef kedushin should be chal achas shalishim yoyim, so loy bo achav kitcha v'chazer bo ma'u, what would happen if within 30 days Shimon is not mekadesh Rachel, but a ma'isa Rachel wants to be chayza, and she goes to two edim and she says, I'm chayza from the original kedushin, I don't want the kedushin michal. And as the Tezri Yazakin states, teich shalishim yoyim, if Reuven would die within 30 days, or he, if Rachel would have died within 30 days, and Reuven would even be mutter to marry any of the kravim of Rachel, as Lemaisa, that Kedushin certainly would have a chal. Although it seems from our Gemara that the question is specifically in a case where Rachel was chayza, but we shouldn't discuss that potentially the Gemara's question could also be even in a case where Reuven wants to be chayza within 30 days. And the Gemara states that there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon Amen Chayzeres Asi Dibur Mevatel Diba. Rabbi Yechon states that Rachel could be Chayza within 30 days, as although Reuven tried to be Mekadesha, that was only Diba, and therefore Rachel's Diba can be Mevatel the Diba of Reuven. However, Reish Lakish Amar Ein Chayzeres, Reish Lakish states that Rachel cannot be Chayza because Loi Asi Dibur Mevatel Diba, that Rachel's Diba cannot be Mevatel the Diba of Reuven. And as the Gemara will explain, that according to this Tzad and according to this version discussion of the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish actually would agree to Rabbi Yechon that osi dibo and vatal dibo. However, our case of kedushin is not considered a pure case of dibo, as lemaisa Reuven also did an act, as Reuven gave the kesef kedushin to Rachel on day number one. Since the original dibo of Reuven came along with some sort of a maisa, therefore Reish Lakish holds in that case that loy osi dibo and vatal dibo. And the Gemara will now bring two questions Rabbi Yechon is Reish Lakish, and then the Gemara will bring a question Reish Lakish will ask from Rabbi Yechon. So is Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yechon holds that osi dibo and vatal dibo. Is Reish Lakish who holds that loy osi dibo and vatal dibo from a Mishnah Masechtas Trumas that states Bitel that if Reuven sends a shliach in order to go and take off Truman from him, and then he was mevatel shlichus im actually tarim Bitel, then if Reuven was able to be mevatel shlichus prior to the shliach taking off Truma, ain't Truma say Truma, then any Truma that shliach is mafresh will not be a valid afreshes Truma. And the Gemara is v'hachal dibo v'dibohu. Over here it's a case where Reuven originally appointed shliach to go and take off Truma, and now he was mevatel through dibo. Rabbi Yechon, therefore I ask in Reish Lakish that l'chir we see ka'asi dibo mevatel dibo, that dibo could be mevatel dibo, and l'chir how can you say by the gay kedushin that Rachel can't be chayza if l'chir it's a case of dibo being mevatel dibo? And the Gemara responds as we explained beforehand that shan nesias meisli yad isha l'chimaisa damri, that when Reuven gave money to the hand of Rachel when he tried to be mekadosh, and he said that the kedushin should be chal after 30 days, that l'maisa wasn't only a dibo, there was some sort of a maisa that was connected to it. Specifically in that case, Reish Lakish holds like osi dibo mevatel maisa, that the dibo cannot come and be mevatel a dibo that comes along with the maisa. However, in a chenami, in the case of truma where it's a dibo that's being mevatel a pure dibo, even Reish Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yechon that dibo can be mevatel dibo. Rashi explains the chimaisa damu the afal pish lechol miyad, and even though the kedushin of Reuven was not chal immediately, having maisa mi lochol achash leshim, it's considered some sort of a maisa since this maisa will be chal after 30 days. And Rashi is bothered that lechayr the lashon of Reish Lakish was the lo yase dibo mevatel dibo, and lechayr we're talking about a case of lo yase dibo mevatel maisa. And zok Rashi v'kar dekar li dibo mishum d'lab maisa mamishu. The reason why Reish Lakish still calls this a dibo because the maisa there was no actual final act over here since the kedusha was not actually chal. Therefore, it is not a case of a pure maisa, and that's why Reish Lakish refers to it as a dibo. And the Gemara continues. Esfei Rabbi Yechon will ask another question to Reish Lakish from Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, and in this case we will see that Reuven actually performed some sort of a maisa, and therefore he'll ask a question that even in a case where there was some sort of an action, we will still see that the dibo could be mevatel that original maisa. And the Mishnah states Hashaleich get leishtoi, if Reuven sends a get to his wife Rachel with the shliach, the gia b'shliach, and then Reuven catches up to the shliach, which is shalach achrav shliach, or if Reuven sends another shliach to catch up with the original shliach, va'amuloi, and Reuven or his shliach tells the original shliach, get shen satel lecha batlu, that I'm mevatel my shlichus to you, and therefore you can no longer be my shliach in order to give this get to my wife, and you're no longer my shliach lohi lacha. The Mishnah states hareze batel, that he has a right to do so, and if this shliach delivers the get to his wife, it's not considered a valid shlichus, and the get would be batel. And the Gemara is v'hanesinus get liyad shliach, the chinesinus mois liyad ishadami, that l'chira when Reuven gave the get to the shliach, it's also a shvacha maisa, but the maisa is some sort of action that Reuven took, and therefore it should be similar to the case where Reuven gave the money to Rachel and he said that the kedushin should be chal after 30 days. Biktani hareze batel, and the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin teaches us shlichus is batel, and even though there's only dibo over here, and we see that dibo could be batel and maisa, and the Gemara answers hasanami kol kamed lemata gita liyada dibo b'dibo hu asi dibo batel dibo. And the case in Masechtas Gittin is not considered an action at all, as although it's true that Reuven gave a document to a shliach, but this action did not actually perform any part of the maisa geirushin, and therefore we look at it as a dibor. However, but again, the maisa kedushin, when Reuven gave money to Rachel and it was a kesef kedushin, so he actually had a part of the kedushin being performed at this moment, as the maisa he had nesinas hamayis to Rachel, and as we stated before from Rabbi Shmuel, that even was nesachlo hamayis, then after 30 days the kedushin would be chal. It's only in that scenario where Reish Lakish stated that lo yase dibor umevatel maisa. And before we continue, let's point out that the Rashba states shining the sinus mois liyada isha the chimaisa dami, and the Rashba says the chimaisa ksas dami v'loy ase dibo mevatel afilu maisa zuta kihai avagav the chedibo dami v'loy kimaisa gomo, it's not considered a maisa gomo. In addition, Rashi states that in the Gemara Masechtas Gittin when it says v'giyah b'shliach revusa ashminyan, the Gemara over there explains that it's a major chiddush that afa pishliyotza achar l'shemkach, that even though Reuven did not go to find the shliach and it happens to be they bumped into the shliach and then he said I'm mevatel yishlichus v'loy amin l'tzur ba'amu kam l'chavin, and the chiddush is that we don't say that Reuven just wanted to be mitzar his wife and he just said he's mevatel it, really didn't mean to mevatel it, and maybe we'd say that the get is still good. Kamashmalan that Reuven actually meant to mevatel the shlichus, and therefore the get would not be valid. And also keep in mind that although the Mishnah Maseches Gittin states a lashon of get shenisatel lecha batel when it's mashman that Reuven was mevatel the actual get, however, as we will see on Daf Nun Tesam Beis, we actually explained that the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where Reuven was mevatel the shlichus, but he wasn't actually mevatel the actual get. And the Gemara continues: Eis v'Reish Lakish Rabbi Echon, Reish Lakish who holds like Asi Dibu mevatel Dibo, asks a question Rabbi Echon who holds like Asi Dibu mevatel Dibo from a Mishnah Maseches Kelim, and the Mishnah states called Kelim Yardel De Tumasam Machshava Ve'In La'Ilu Mi De Tumasam Ela Bishina Maisa. As we know, although Pshutei Kli Eitz could become Tamei, however, if you have a flat piece of metal and it's not a Kli, it does not become Tamei unless you go and fashion it into a Kli. And the Mishnah states that if someone has a Kli that's almost complete, however, Lamaisa, he would be adding some designs or he'd be smoothing out the Kli, and he decides that he's not going to do so. And in Machshava, he thinks to himself that we'll use the Kli in the way it is and it won't make any further changes, then it's considered a valid Kli and therefore it'd be Hushal Kabal Tumah. And as Rashi brings, Vim Chishav Aleim, Shalei Lashav, Shalei Lashabit, Heviyasim Machshav Zul, Dei Gmar Melacha Mikan Laba. However, once you decide that this is considered your Kli, you can't afterward decide that, you know what, I want to add some designs, I want to smooth out the Kli further, and I don't want to be considered a Kli. And this way, it won't be Makabal Tumah, but the din is that once you already have Machshava, it is a completed Kli, therefore it would be Makabal Tumah. Number one, certainly in a case where the Kli was Makabal Tumah, certainly the Kli remains Tameh, and even in a case where the Kli was not yet Makabal Tumah, Reuven can't decide at this point that it's no longer Kli. For example, after Reuven thought to himself that I want to go and add designs to it, then the Sheretz comes into contact with the Kli would still become Tameh. The Mishnah teaches us that the only way that you could take it away from the Din of Tumah is through a Maisa, and either in the case where it did not become Tameh, you'd have to start making designs on it, you would have to start smoothing out the Kli, and this way you show through an action that you really do not consider this a Kli, or in the case where it already became Tameh, then you actually have to break the Kli, and you have to make a hole in the Kli that the Kli is no longer usable in order to be mevatel any Tumah from it, and at that point, since it's no longer a Kli, then the Tumah would be pukkah from that Kli. Gemara continues on Daf Nun Tesam Beis, and the Mishnah Maseches Kelim continues, Maisa Moitzim Dei Maisa Umiyan Machshava, that an action can take away from a previous Maisa, and certainly from a previous Machshava. However, Machshava Ein Moitzim Loi Midei Maisa Loi Midei Machshava, but a Machshava cannot take away from a previous action, and not even from a previous Machshava. And the Maisa, the major dinim of Tumah and Taira, are not necessarily relevant to our Gemara, but the point is that we see, even though the only reason why this Kli became Hushal Kabal Tumah was through a Machshava of Reuven, that still Reuven cannot go be mevatel that Machshava through another Machshava. And the Gemara is equating the din of Machshava and the din of Dibor. Therefore, Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yechon that Bishleim Miyad Maisa Lei Mafka Lei Asa Dibor Mevatel Maisa. It makes a lot of sense that if Reuven went and he actually used this Kli without making designs and without smoothing out the Kli, then you can't go and take a Machshava and be mevatel that Maisa, and you need another action in order to be mevatel the original Maisa. El Miyad Machshava Miyatapek, but the Maisa, why can't you have Machshava be mevatel another Machshava? Therefore, Reish Lakish wants to bring a raya to his idea. Lo Yase Dibor or Mevatel Dibor. The Gemara answers that Reish Lakish will respond, Shani Machshava Tumah Dechi Maisa Dami, that although in a Chinami, the Mishnah Maseches Kelim tells us that a Machshava cannot be Maitzi for Machshava, but that is because the original Machshava, Reuven decided that this Keli is going to be Huchshel Kabal Tumah, and it's considered a Kli, it's considered an action in the eyes of the Torah, as we will see in a moment. And therefore, in this case specifically, we say that a Machshava cannot be Maitzi from his original Machshava, which was considered a Maisa. However, Zakra Bechran, in a standard case of a Diba being a battle of Diba, and even in the case of Kedushin, where there was some sort of an action, but a Maisa that's not considered a full-fledged Maisa Kedushin, and therefore Rabbi Yechon holds that Asi Diba Mevatel Diba, and Rachel could still be Mevatel her original Kedushin within 30 days. And the Gemara explains that how do we see B'negeya Hechshel Kabal Tumah that a Machshav is considered a Maisa, and the Gemara will now bring a drasha B'negeya Pasuk and Pasha Shmini that states V'chiyutan Mayim Alzera V'nafal Mevlasim Lav Tamei Hulachem. Although the Kriya of Pasuk is Kiyutan Mayim Alzera, but the Maisa, the word is not written with above, and since it's written without above, it could be read as V'chiyite Mayim, and therefore the Gemara states Uch Rapapa, Rapapa Rami, as Rapapa is the stira between the Maseris and the Kri of the Pasuk, as Ksiv Kiyitain, V'karina Kiyutan, the Pasuk states Kiyitain, and we read it as Kiyutan, and of course the Lashon Kiyitain means where Reuven went and specifically took water or took one of the seven mashkin of Yad Shachadam, of Yayin Dvash, Shemen Cholov, Tal, Dam, or Mayim, and he placed it on the Pri, and that was Mashur Lekabal Tumah. However, we read it as Kiyutan, that if water is placed on the Pri, tree, and it's mashma that even if rain would fall on a tree that was cut off of a branch, that it would be considered hushel kabal tumah. And there's a steer in the pasuk. Does Reuven have to specifically put the water onto the tree, or could it fall on a mela? Haketzad, and Rapap explains kiyutan dumya dechiyitain, that when water is placed on a fruit, it has to be done in a similar manner to when Reuven actually goes and he places water on this fruit biyadayim ma'yitain dinichle. Just like when a person places water on a fruit, it's done when he's nichle afyutan dinichle. Therefore, similarly, when water falls onto a fruit, it has to be done with the das of Reuven, and Reuven has to be happy that the water actually fell onto the fruit, and otherwise it would not be considered hushel kabal tumah. And therefore, as Rashi points out, the chimaisa damya the rachmana kari maisa, since the pasuk says kiitein b'hinu b'yadayim va'avagadu machshava ba'almu, and even though it could be done b'machshava ba'almu, as we just learned, the kiyutan dumi dechiitein that feel enough l'meilu v'nichle havehechsha u'mikre kiyutan, and therefore we see that the Torah considers it as if there was actual maisa done. The maisa, major change happened to this fruit, as previously was not hushel kabal tumah, and now becomes hushel kabal tumah. Therefore, Rabbi Yechon explains it is dafka b'negeya hechshel kabal tumah that we say that lo yasadiba umavatal maisa. However, certainly in a case where there's a diba b'diba, then Rabbi Yechon says I am correct that diba could be mevatal diba. The Gemara now continues with the second version as to the machlekes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon. Rav Zvid masil hashmaitza ha. Rav Zvid explained the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish on the following mishnah, which was the mishnah that we will have on daf ayin tes. That the mishnah states v'chein he shenasa v'shus l'shluchel katcha. That if Rachel appoints a shliach to go and accept kedushin from Reuven for v'halchahi v'kid shes atzma, and in the interim Rachel went and was makabel kedushin from Shimon, and the Mishnah teaches us im shalach kadmai kedusha kedushin v'im shal shlucha kadmai en kedusha kedushin, that if her kabbalah's kedushin happened prior to a shliach being makabel kedushin from Reuven, then her kedushin takes precedence, and of course at that point she's considered ish zish, and therefore the shliach's kedushin cannot be chal. However, if the shliach was makabel kedushin from Reuven prior to Rachel being makabel kedushin from Shimon, and Rachel would be mekudeshes to Reuven, and therefore her kedushin could not be chal, as she was already an ish zish, and she's not mekudeshes to Shimon. Now it's important to keep in mind that in this case there was no maisa at all, as although in the previous machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, it was talking about a case where Reuven gave kesa kedushin to Rachel, and then he said that the kedushin should only be chal after 30 days. So at least over there we could say that it's considered some sort of a maisa, because Reuven gave the kesa kedushin to Rachel, but over here Rachel just appointed a shliach to go and accept kedushin for her, and therefore certainly in this case it's a pure dibur and there was no maisa involved at all, and therefore the original teretz that the Gemara gave for the first question of Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish would not apply in our sugya, as we will see. Rav Zvid now continues and says the machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish was in the following case: the loy kitches atzma v'chazur b'mau. Let's say instead of Rachel going and doing an act and actually going to be mekadesh herself, goes in front of two edim and she says that even though I appointed the shliach, I want to be mevatel the shlichus. Therefore, even if the shliach will be mekabel kedushin from Reuven, it should not be a valid kedushin. What would be the din? And Rabbi Yechon Amr Chazeres, once again, Rabbi Yechon says that she could be chayza as asidim mevatel diba, as since she created the shliach through a diba, therefore she could mevatel the shlichus through a diba. Rish Lakish Amr in Chazeres, Rish Lakish holds like asidim mevatel diba, and this applies even in the case where the original diba was a pure diba and there was no mice involved at all. And as the Gemara states, Rabbi Yechon Amr Chazeres asidim mevatel diba, and Rish Lakish Amr in Chazeres like asidim mevatel diba. And Rashi states v'chazur ba, when Rachel was chayza bein b'fnei shliach bein shloi b'fonav, it doesn't make a difference if he did so in front of the shliach or in front of edim and not in front of the shliach. And I intend to deal mask like kitcha atzma v'chazur ba ma'u, where Taisa says nir l'farish v'chazur ba b'loyim rassel shliach. Certainly the case is where she actually chayza and she didn't say this to the shliach and the shliach didn't necessarily know the amr l'shliach in retzeinu shetet kashteini. Certainly if she said directly to the shliach that I don't want you to go and be makabel kedushin for me, pshita de inu mekudeshes. Certainly if the shliach continues and he goes and accepts kedushin from Reuven for Rachel, certainly that would not be a valid kedushin. The atu mishum the armor loy to heavily shlich racheni loy matzah chazeres. Certainly, Rish Lakish would not argue in this case, and certainly the diba is mevatel the diba. That is not the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. And just to get our bearings, the Gemara will now continue and bring the same three shailas that we brought before: two that Rabbi Yechon asked Rish Lakish, and one that Rish Lakish will ask Rabbi Yechon, but will change its course and will first have a question from Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, then the question from Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yechon, and then it will go back to the question of Rabbi Yechon to Rish Lakish, because as we will see in this version of the Gemara will actually have a tiyufta on the sheet of Rish Lakish. Therefore, the Gemara leaves the question from the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin to Rabbi Yechon Es Rish Lakish for last. Ultimately, there will be a tiyufta on Rish Lakish from that Mishnah. And the Gemara begins Es for Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon asks the following question from Rish Lakish from the Mishnah in Masechtas Truma: is Bitel imachlei term Bitel in Shumasi Truma, that we see over there, that if someone is memana shliach, then if he's mevatel shlichus, then we say that asa dibo mevatel dibo. And Tesis points out, as we originally pointed out, that over here we can't give a teretz. Now, although Rish Lakish holds like asa dibo mevatel dibo, but a maisa over here, he's trying to be mevatel a maisa, as certainly in this case there was no maisa, as all Rachel did was she was memana shliach through a dibo, and there was no maisa kedushin performed. Therefore, Rava comes to be metaretz for Rish Lakish that in chenami Rish Lakish holds that lo yasi dibo mevatel dibo, but hachem ma'iskinon. But the case in Mesechlis Shumas was not talking about a scenario where Reuven, who was memana shliach to take off truma of him, tried to mevatel shlichus through a dibo, but kagoyin shekadam ba'albayis v'tarim eskiri dehavli maisa, that Reuven actually went took off truma from his pile of tevel, and therefore he did a maisa. Certainly, although Rish Lakish holds that lo yasi dibo mevatel dibo, but certainly a maisa could be mevatel a dibo. And the Gemara continues, is for Rish Lakish Rabbi Echron. Rish Lakish asks a question Rabbi Echron from the Mishnah Mesechlis Kelim called Kelim Yordan de Tumasa Mechshava ve'in loyim Tumasa and Elo Bishina Maisa. Maisa Moitzim de Maisa Miad Mechshava Mechshava Inu Moitzia Loim Miad Maisa Loim Miad Mechshava. As we learned beforehand, and Rish Lakish asks the same question to Rabbi Echron, that how could you say that Asi Dibu Mevatel Dibu is Bish Loim Miad Maisa Loim Mafka Loim Asi Dibu Mevatel Maisa El Miad Mechshava Miad Topic. But according to you, a Dibu should be able to Mevatel Dibu, and therefore Mechshava should be able to Mevatel Mechshava. Amalei, and once again Rabbi Echron explains Shani Mechshava Tumah Dichi Maisa Dami Uchad Rav Papa. And as we explained before, from Rav Papa, Rav Papa Rami, Rav Papa asked the Stira as Ksiv Kiyitain Bekarina Kiyutan. Therefore, explains Haketzad Kiyutan Dumy Diyitain Ma'yitain Dinichle Afyutain Nami Dinichle. And therefore, in that case, it's not considered a case of Diba being Mevatel Diba, but it's talking about a case where we were trying to be Mevatel Maisa through a Diba. And certainly, Rabbi Yechon agrees that Loi Osu Diba or Mevatel Maisa. The Gemara continues. Isfir Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Once again, Rabbi Yechon asks a question from Rish Lakish from the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. Hashleich get l'ishta v'gia b'shleich ishi sholach achav shleich v'omol lo yget shenisatet l'cha batalu harezeh batal, that is considered batal, and therefore we see that dibo could be vatal dibo. And once again, you can't answer that by kedushin is different because there was a kabbalah's kedushin, because over here we're talking about a scenario where Rachel went and was memana shleich, and the entire meaning of shleich was done through dibo, and there was no maisa kedushin at all. Even so, Rish Lakish says that lo yosid dibo mevatal dibo, and therefore certainly in the case of get, where at least Reuven did some sort of an act, and he actually gave the get to the shliach, and we still say that asi dibo and vatal dibo. Therefore, certainly in the case where Rachel was only memana shliach, where it was a pure dibo, then certainly we should say that asi dibo and vatal dibo. And therefore, the Gemara says tiyufta to Rish Lakish tiyufta that in chenami there's tiyufta on Rish Lakish. Gemara now states v'hilchas kabasi Rabbi Yechon that we pass Rabbi Yechon that a dibo can be vatal dibo va'afilu bekamaisa. And even in the first case and the first version of the machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, we will pass Rabbi Yechon that dibo can be vatal dibo. And even though when Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel and he said that this Kesef Kedushin should only be Chal after 30 days, there was some sort of an action, even though with the day we were Paskin Rabbi Yechon, and even though we don't have a Tiyufta to Rish Lakish in that scenario, we still were Paskin that the Dibur can be Mevatel Dibur, even when it's some sort of a Maisa that was attached to the original Dibur. As the Gemara states, V'afagav the Ikla Meimah Shanin Nesiyas Mais Liyad Isha Dechem Maisa Dami Afil Haki, as we explained, Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, and we don't look at it as a Maisa Gomor since the Kedushin wasn't Chal at that moment. And therefore, we look at it as a typical case of dibo that's been mevatel dibo, and Rabbi Yechon holds that asi dibo or mevatel dibo. Therefore, in the case of our Mishnah, if Rachel wants to be mevatel the kedushin prior to 30 days, she could go ahead and do so as asi dibo or mevatel dibo. And the Gemara now is kasha hilchas hachilsa. We have a stira between two halachas as amrit hilchas Rabbi Yechon. The Gemara just paskin the halachas like Rabbi Yechon, the asi dibo mevatel dibo, the kain below and hilchas Rabbi Nachman, and we also hold like Rabbi Nachman, as we'll see in a moment. And based on that psak, there will be steer between the two halachas at the boilu, as based on the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, there was a shayla in a scenario where Reuven went and was a memana shliach to take a get to his wife and be a shliach leilacha, and then prior to the get being delivered to his wife, he was mevatel the shlichus. It was a shayla ma'ushiyachse v'yigarish boy. Could Reuven at some later point take that original get and be megarish his wife using that get, or do we say that since he was mevatel the shliach, therefore it's considered as if he was mevatel the get, and there would be a concern in the din of Lishma by giving that get to his wife Rachel, since originally he was mevatel the get. There's machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rashesis. Rav Nachman Omer Chayzu Megarish Boy. Rav Nachman states that Reuven could use that get once again and be megarish with that get. And Rav Rashesis Omer Ena Chayzu Megarish Boy. Rav Rashesis says he can no longer use that get. The Kaimalon Hilchas Kavasi Rav Nachman, and we know that we pass like Rav Nachman that we could still use that get. And Lechiri, it seems that we paskin that Loyasi Dibo mevatel Dibo, and therefore it's not considered as if he was mevatel the actual get. And the Gemara explains a simple teretz. Nehi debatli materi shliach materi get loy batli, that Rav Nachman holds that ain a chenami when Reuven said to the shliach, I no longer want you to be my shliach in order to divorce Rachel using this get. However, he was only mevatel the shliach, but he wasn't mevatel the actual get. Therefore, although we hold that asi diba mevatel diba and we pasuk on Rabbi Yochanan, we could still pasuk on Rabbi Nachman that although the shliach is batel, but the get was never batel, and therefore the get is considered lishma. And if Reuven wants to use that get at some point and be megarish Rachel, he could still do so. And Taisus points out, Pirish the mistama in meskavel mevatel el hashliach olufizeh im am beferish. If Reuven says meferish ani mevatel get atzmai, then not only be mevatel the shliachus, but I want to be mevatel the get itself. Shu batel, it is considered a get batel who pasul garish boy, and Reuven will no longer be able to be megarish Rachel using that get. However, then Taisus changes course and says that even if Reuven tries to specify that I want to be mevatel get, a person cannot be mevatel get. And Taisus says that Rehu kamoi moi sheinim is batleis to me'achad get chasu kil chasai ein yochel batlei v'miyetsu yachsav yigarish boy. And even in the case where Reuven specified that I want to be mevatel get, if at a later point he is megarish Rachel using that get, it would be a valid gerushin ayin sham, and we will stop over here.